Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back. With Randy Jones, I'm Jesse Agler. We're at Petco Park. Padres are in Anaheim. Final game of a three-game series. Final game of a six-game road trip up at the Big A. Team will return here tomorrow to take on the Pirates in the first of a four-game series. That's Randy Jones. And joining him on the couch now is Patrick Kurish from the Padres Communications Department.
Hey, guys.
You may know him better on Twitter as at Friar Figures. If you watch this show, there's a pretty good chance you're a geeky Padre fan. And if you're a geeky Padre fan, you certainly better be following Friar Figures on Twitter because Friar Figures provides all manner of geeky Padre information.
I'm following you, by the way, now.
Perfect. I saw that. Okay.
Well, it's very nice of you to follow him.
I'm warning you.
Scott will stay on me.
I'm going to stay on it.
I'm looking forward to seeing your replies
to
his tweets.
I kind of am, too.
Yeah.
Kind of
put the stick in the bear
gentleman.
Cage.
This could be dangerous.
Probably.
You should tweet a bunch of Randy Jones Friar Figures now.
Oh, stop.
Just be like, in honor of my new follower at RJBBQ. That's your thing, right?
Yes.
Here are some Randy Jones Friar Figures.
There we go.
Like, kiss up to him a little bit, and that way you'll have a little money in
the
bank.
It won't do any good.
Okay.
Okay? I just want to let you know that.
So anyway, Patrick, he comes up with all these great numbers and stats and notes and things like that. And so we like to do a show or a segment occasionally on this show called So That Happened with Patrick.
And I have to be here.
Yeah, no, you have to be a part of it. Yeah, yeah. You're on the show today.
Nice.
So you have to be. You're going to like these.
Okay.
All right. So this year, all of these So That Happened notes have been tweeted by at Friar Figures. So let's pull up the first one, Blooper. And the first one is about tonight's starting pitcher, Andrew Cashner, who's one of six pitchers since 1920 and the first since the year of the pitcher, 1968, to have an ERA under 3 and 7 or more losses through his first 9 starts of the season. That sounds bad.
Yeah, that's very unlucky. More so is what I would call that. You know, obviously sitting at 1-7 with a 2.89. That being a product, of course, of a major league high 12 unearned runs this season, which, you know, obviously isn't on the pitcher. That's just unfortunate on his end. Also, along those same lines, he gets his run support average this year is 2.41, which I believe is the sixth lowest mark in the National League this season, and he's got a total of 3 runs in support over his last 6 starts.
There's 3 total runs of support
runs
in his last
6
starts. That's Randy Jones-esque.
That's right. Scary. You know,
you're probably familiar
with
this.
You mean there's 5 guys ahead of him that are getting less runs?
That, actually, now that you put it that way, yeah, there are 5 guys that are getting less run support.
Yeah, those guys.
Conversely, I feel sorry for Cash.
Conversely, which is interesting, that you look at a guy in the same rotation like James Shields, who has the highest run support average in the National League,
right,
who has mid-3 ERA, and he's, 6 or 7-0.
And we talked about that with James Shields when he was here,
right,
before the last trip, and he goes, hey, I've been both guys in my career. He goes, sometimes you're going to be the guy that gets crazy run support. Sometimes you're going to be the guy that doesn't get any run support, and there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, but he usually it's not like every other starter. It didn't vary like that.
Yeah.
You either got that spot in the rotation where you're getting 4 or 5 runs, like in 78, Gaylord Perry won the Cy Young, and I think he was getting 4.5 runs a game.
Exactly.
And, of course, you know who is starting the next day, don't you, all year? Moi.
This guy.
And I got about like 2.1, and it was just, and I kept telling Gator, hey, can we trade? And he goes, no, we're not trading.
Yeah, so Cashner, most unearned runs allowed in baseball and the 6th worst run support of any starter. And I guess you add all that together, you put it in the pot, stir it around, you're going to get 1-7 with a 2.89 ERA.
That's correct.
Oh, man. All right, that's a good Friar figure. It's a tough one for Andrew Cashner, but it's a good note.
Not necessarily bad, more so unlucky than bad.
No, you're right.
I like to look at it that
way.
Okay,
no, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. All right, our next Friar figure involves Justin Upton, Derek Norris, and Matt Kemp, who are the only trio of teammates in the National League to each have at least 25 runs batted in. Upton's got 35, Norris has 28, and Kemp has 25. So what you're telling me is that there is no other National League team that has 3 players who have driven in 25 or more runs?
That is correct, and to take that a step further, Yanhervis Solarte comes in today with 23.
Wow.
So knocking at the door there for 4. In the American League, we got Toronto with 4 players with 25-plus. In Minnesota, Who doesn't apparently lose anymore.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. But
what
they
won, like 22 in a row, and they're in first place now all
insane.
Of a sudden?
It's insane. They won't lose. But they also have three guys with 25-plus RBI.
Well, you know, with the American League, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
They've got the designated hitter, all that nonsense.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the American League?
The junior circuit, forget about it, you know. They're having fun over there.
Yeah. All right, so that's pretty good. The only National League team to have three.
Can I ask something?
Of course.
Well, if we have three guys with at least 25 or more RBIs,
mm-hmm.
how come we're three games under 500?
Not getting them all at the same time, I guess. We're spreading them out.
I'll just tell you.
No, you know why, but that's the thing. They're either, like, winning 8-1 or they're losing.
Yeah, you're getting
3-1
one day and
that's
nine
right.
for a week.
That's
and
that's the crazy
because
thing.
All of those RBIs have come when James Shields has started, as we just
yeah.
learned.
I mean, we score
it's crazy.
11 or 13 over here, then we score 0 over here. You know, then we score 12 over here.
Got to make everything a little more consistent.
Well, what is the average
game.
Runs per game for the Padres? Around 5, right?
They're sitting around, I think it's like 4, a shade lower than 4.5, I think.
Okay, so 4.5 runs
wow.
per game. If they were scoring 4 or 5 runs per game every night, literally, as opposed to averaging it, they would probably be like 5 games over 500.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? With the way, especially the way the pitching has been in the last 2 weeks. But, you know, that's baseball, and you never know how these things are going to go. All right. Last night the Padres did something fun in extra innings, which is that they batted around in the 10th inning. You don't often see a team, it seems like, batting around in extra innings, and that is the subject of this next Fryer figure.
Exactly. So last night we sent 9 guys to the plate in the 10th inning, scored 4 runs on 4 hits. So that was the first time that we had sent 9 or more batters to the plate in an extra inning, any extra inning, since September 22nd of 2009 at Pittsburgh. We did so also 9 in the 11th inning. And we also, the 4 runs was the 17th time since 1984 that we have scored 4 or more runs in an extra inning, and the first time since Adrian Gonzalez hit a walk-off grand slam here in 2010 against the Mets. So that we obviously scoring 4 runs in an extra inning typically isn't something you'll see every day.
Right.
Nor batting around. No,
here's
regardless of whether or not your definition of batting around is 9 or 10 plate appearances.
I want you to look this one up, and I should have thought of this prior to this moment, and we could have had the answer. but I would like to know how many times in Padre history, going back to 1969, they have won an extra inning game for nothing.
I can't tell you since 2000. There have been 18 instances in which we've gone to extra innings tied 0-0. We are 10-8 in those games.
Okay.
I can't say that much.
That's something.
That's zeros.
I wouldn't
I mean,
see very
that's 4 a thing.
4-0 in an extra inning game. I bet that hasn't happened very often.
No. That,
yeah, that's,
I mean, 1,
you know.
2, a bye, but 4, yeah.
If and you had to guess.
I think more unique is batting around in the 10th inning.
Yeah.
If I were to guess, I'd say if we've done it, it's less than 2 or 3 times.
Wow. There you go. All right.
I was going to guess 2.
You're basically Fryer Figures Jr. You're
yes.
right in line with all
well,
this.
I've been here almost since 69. Maybe that's a problem.
Maybe you've seen all of these games.
I've seen a lot of games. Yeah. Why don't you just tell me?
You're keeping you have a notebook somewhere that has the result of every game. Since,
you know, mine's cluttered with 42 years of Padre baseball.
Yeah,
that's
fair
all I can
enough.
Tell you.
Fair enough. All right. One of the other great positives for the Padres so far this year has been the strikeout from the pitchers. Padres pitchers for much of this season leading the league in strikeouts. So here's our next Fryer figure. Padres pitchers have 400 strikeouts through 47 games this year. That is the fewest number of games they've needed to get to 400 strikeouts. So this is the fastest that the Padres have ever had 400 strikeouts from their pitchers.
Correct. And that's, I mean, that is by a fairly large number, last night being the 47th game. Previous record is 51, so we got to 400, and we're actually now sitting at 405. So we got there in 4 less games than we'd ever done so in the previous, you know, 46 years of Padres history. So that's, you know, that's impressive.
It is very impressive.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And it's just right now getting a couple of guys rolling.
That's it.
And that could really go up.
I mean, okay. I mean, even to take it a step further with that, I mean,
please.
Interesting, when you look at it, a guy like Despaigne or Morrow, who wasn't getting a lot of strikeouts, you know, there's a spot in the rotation that, you know, it's not like the James Shields or the Andrew Kashners or the Tyson Rosses that are going to go out there. Even the Ian Kennedys are going to get 7-plus every time out. So you're looking at the Despaignes and the Morrows of rotation that are going to go out there and get, you know, not like it's a small number, but, you know, between 4 and 5 or so. So even getting to that number, even with, you know, that spot in the rotation that's been producing in that way, pretty impressive.
Yeah. No, I mean, the strikeouts have been there. And what Shields is leading the majors, or at least he was at some
right.
point
he
this week.
Right. He goes back and forth. You know, kind of jockeys back and forth.
Yeah, we gotta put a hit out on Corey Kluber.
You know,
not really.
I set a
I set
a record in 76. You know,
with the losses.
No, that was 74.
Oh, that's 74.
don't get ahead of yourself. All right, but I think I'm the only starting pitcher to ever pitch over 300 innings in a year and not strike out 100 guys.
That's a good one. I like that.
I mean, I think I had like 92 punch outs in 318 or 17 innings.
That's wild.
Everybody's got their thing, you know.
You know?
But how much did
take it a step further, though.
Okay.
I guarantee you 92 of those strikeouts I had, I know 50 were the other pitcher. Really. So I really only struck out 42 real guys.
This is not coincidental, though, right? I mean, you were able to throw that many innings was because you were pitching to contact and getting quick outs.
If I struck out, it's your fault. How'd you miss that? I wanted you to hit it.
I wonder what his BABIP was that year. Look into
what
the ball was put in play, what the other team's batting average was when they put it in play.
Oh, I have no idea.
Probably fairly low.
I would think so.
You never know, though, because I give a lot of hits. You know, being a ground ball pitcher, you're going to give up. I gave up like 285 hits in 317. That's a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in the stretch, but, you know, you get enough ground balls, you're going to get out of it.
Double plays, man.
A lot of them.
Pitcher's best friend.
I love them.
And a lot of those old AstroTurf stadiums then, too, right? A little easier on the infielders?
The ball got the shortstop quicker if you turn it faster. That's what looked at it.
All right, one more Friar figure. Brandon Maurer, we had a nice loving on him session earlier in the show. He's really been outstanding. So Brandon Maurer has not allowed a hit in his last five outings. He's walked one in that time. And no runs in his last 12 outings, which is over 13 innings. He's been really, really good lately.
He's been really good. And during that 12-outing, 13-inning stretch, that takes us back to May 2nd. And that's the longest scoreless streak by a Padres pitcher, starter, or reliever this season. And during that time, he's held the opposition to an .095 batting average, which is the third lowest mark in Major League Baseball this month and the second lowest in the National League among pitchers who have faced 40 or more batters.
And doing it quietly. Probably just the way Brandon Maurer kind of likes it. Just go out and getting his job done, not making a big deal
out of it. He's bringing his lunch pail and he's doing his
job. That's it. And like you said, that one two-inning stint that he had.
Yes.
You know, with the 13 innings and 12 appearances. So, you know, I can see him maybe getting that position where a buddy will go to him.
I'm going to get you a Brandon Maurer jersey.
Thank you.
And you can wear it around. All right, cool. Great stuff with Patrick. Make sure you're following at Friar Figures on the Twitter for nuggets like that. Nice job, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break when we come back. More tweets, but these from you, the fans. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park.